This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition. And again, this second hour is going to be focused primarily in the metals, precious metals investing aspect. And for this first segment, I have Jordan Roiburn on the line with me. Jordan is the founder and editor of thedailygold.com. And Jordan joins me on a weekly basis to update us on what his technicals are showing him and us in terms of where the precious metals are going to be moving. But in this segment, Jordan, we're going to talk about the news that came out this week about GDXJ and how it needs to go through a big, almost rebalancing, some big changes coming to this ETF. Some initial stats on this ETF is that assets in this fund grew to $5.3 billion, which is up from approximately $1 billion in early 2016. So this fund has grown immensely, and a lot of people are saying that this fund has gotten too big for the sector that it is supposed to be following. We have some more stats, but before we give those, let's get your insights, what you think about the recent news about GDXJ and if it has gotten too big for the junior sector.
Yeah, Corey, I think it has gotten too big for the sector. I mean, what is going on here is essentially too much money is coming into GDXJ. It's dwarfing basically the size of individual juniors that GDXJ buys. And that's happening because GDXJ is now probably there obviously are the biggest investor in the sector, but with this amount of money that's come in, they would end up basically owning huge positions in all these individual juniors. And GDXJ really does not want to own such huge positions. And so therefore, all this money coming in has forced GDXJ to basically go higher up the food chain and invest in, you can say, mid-cap companies. I mean, even before this huge money came in, I always thought that GDXJ was not the best barometer for the junior sector because it was really investing in kind of the larger juniors or the senior juniors, to kind of use the pun there. And, I mean, now as far as the senior juniors, I mean, what's going to happen, and I think it's June 17th, according to what I read, they're going to be selling and reducing their positions in actual juniors and buying companies that are not juniors. So GDXJ, again, is really having to go upstream in the sector, and it's going to become even less and less of a junior mining ETF, and it's going to look more like a mid-cap ETF and even a little bit more like GDX. And I think that's just what's going to happen over time. It's going to have to invest in bigger and bigger companies. And it's just the end result is it's going to be not even a barometer for the junior sector anymore. I mean, it will be a decent barometer, but certainly not what it was when it got started in several years ago, because it's just going to end up being a mid-cap ETF and no longer a junior ETF, in my opinion.
Well, I have to thank some of our audience members for sharing some of the initial stories when they were coming out this week about GDXJ, and I have been looking into it as this story develops. And a couple other stats to consider is that GDXJ right now is invested 55% in juniors. So that's really even not as much as you would think, considering it is supposed to be a junior mining ETF. And then also 5% of the assets held in GDXJ are just an investment in GDX. So again, totally, I would think, kind of off base for what they intended this to be used for. But overall, Jordan, wouldn't you say that with all the money flowing into GDXJ, this is a positive thing? It does show that money and investors are interested. It just seems to be that investors are taking, again, this almost passive investment strategy, and that's, in essence, hurting GDXJ.
Right. I mean, it's hurting GDXJ in the short term, and that's a great point you made about 55%, and that's before this rebalancing. And I don't know what it's going to look like after the rebalancing, but it'll probably be less than 50%. But I read something, I'm sure you've probably seen it. It was on the macrotourist.com, and the author there was talking about how with the huge money going into these ETFs, how it hurts them initially, but then when the shares outstanding peaks, that can be a bullish buy point for these ETFs. So he was kind of hinting that after these changes are made, perhaps that's when we could see GDXJ really benefiting. And I do think that GDXJ, I mean, there has been some, I call it artificial weakness recently because of this, but I do think, you know, it might not be until after the rebalancing on June 17th, but at some point GDXJ will probably bounce back and get back to normal. But that being said, like we talked about in the last question, it's going to end up looking more like GDX and less a barometer for the junior sector. And I mean, Corey, this is a sector where I heard Rick Rule say once, if you buy the sector, you'll get killed. And if you look at, you have to Google it, but if you look at the MVIS Junior Gold Index, that's what the GDXJ is based on. And it's even only tracking about 80% of that index now, because of all the money that's been coming in. But if you look at a chart of that, I mean, there isn't much of a difference between where it is now and compared to 2004, 2005. And gold, I mean, gold, since that point, it's up more than 100% since that point in time. So juniors over long periods of time, I mean, you don't want to own this sector itself. This is not like a sector like technology, you know, or healthcare, where for the most part, the whole sector is going to move up and down depending on trends. And yes, that does happen with junior mining, but over time, you really need to be a stock picker and buy your own basket of juniors. I mean, that's what I tell my subscribers. Build your own GDXJ, own your own basket of a number of different juniors, because over time, if you're a good stock picker, you're going to be able to find the juniors that are outperforming and not the ones that are lagging and that are going to have problems and end up going to zero, basically. I mean, GDX, it's just, at this point, it's going to be very difficult to invest in the entire junior sector through an ETF and then even get the kind of performance you want. I mean, you really have to be a stock picker and do your research and learn about the sector if you really want to have the big returns. I mean, I think that, I mean, people like to invest in GDXJ because of the liquidity. I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's lower risk because of the liquidity. You could say it's lower risk because now it has larger companies in it, but investing in that, you're getting away from juniors. And if you really want the lowest risk in the sector, just accumulate the metals, I mean, the metal ETFs every month or every quarter. I mean, that's the lowest risk. Once you're getting into the stocks, in my opinion, you really need to be a stock picker and build your own GDXJ, because if you do that, you do that well, your performance over time is going to be so much better than if you just bought GDXJ and sat there.
Well, essentially what we're saying is that GDXJ has stepped away from what it is actually intended for, and that's too bad that it's had to do that, but I think it does give investors the opportunity to step back and say, I am going to build my own GDXJ in terms and acquire a basket of different stocks that I like, and I know that's what you do. That's also something that I guess unofficially or informally I have done. But Jordan, if people are looking to build a basket for juniors, real quick, how many stocks do you think are enough to build a basket and give people the confidence that they are exposed to a reasonable number?
Well, it depends on how big your portfolio is. I mean, if you, and not to go through it, but I mean, if you're investing $100,000 in the sector, I mean, maybe 10 to 12, maybe 15, we could just say 10 to 15, that gives you a pretty good idea. And so if you have a much smaller portfolio than that, you know, maybe you only need a handful of companies. I mean, if you have a much larger portfolio than that, then you're getting up to the 20, 25 level. So that's kind of what I would use as a barometer.
All right. Well, Jordan, interesting comments. I appreciate you taking some time sharing your updated thoughts and some of the stats on GDXJ and just how big it has gotten. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back. Actually, Al is going to be right back with a special segment with David Morgan.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with the KE Report, chatting with David Morgan right now. David, you are taking up an action that Corey and I have been doing for a long time. It is kind of an addendum to our radio show, and that is podcasting. Your material is valid, and I'd like you to tell me what you're doing in terms of your podcasting.
Well, you know, one of the things that, contrary to popular belief, perhaps, our marketing efforts are not the best. I know I have a lot of exposure on the internet, and I thank you, Al, and many like you that do interviews with me fairly regularly. But I learned from the person that we, or group, I should say, that we do most of our learning about marketing from, said, you know, if you're not podcasting, you're missing a boat. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a friend in the industry, well-known, that said, hey, David, I'll set up a podcasting situation for you and get the word out. So he has done so. And go to iTunes and type in The Morgan Report. That's the name of the podcast. You can download interviews like this and my weekly perspective that I started doing a few months ago. So just trying to get some exposure. And, of course, always try to provide absolutely great content for those that, you know, wish to listen for free, because these are, to put it politely, very difficult times, more than just the financial economic arena, that people need as much real news as they possibly can obtain, and it seems that the alternative media is the main place to obtain such information.
Boy, that really is the case. You know, I tell you, we have been doing this now for a number of years, and it is really interesting, Dave. In terms of our audio, just in the last 3-4 weeks, our Alexa rating has gone up by 100,000 points, which is huge. That's 20%, an audience increase of 20%. And we utilize podcasting primarily to, as you say, provide opinions and provide news, because, as you say, the alternative media is where it's at right now. Easy to get yourself in trouble using, let's say, a blog or what have you, only because then you're not really at some time able to fully express your point, and there can be misunderstandings. But when you say something and it's on the record, there is no room for a misunderstanding there, for the most part, whatsoever. Are you going to do any politics or mostly finances?
Well, I try to stay away from politics.
Yeah, I know you're doing. That's a smart thing to do, Dave.
Yeah. I mean, I do get asked, as you know, Al, when I was asked at the Minds and Money show by Tracy Waskowski from an interview she did with me, she, you know, well before the election, asked my opinion on Clinton and Trump, and I basically said it was changing the captain on the Titanic. It's a it's not a political problem. The economic situation is such that it's a math problem. It's not a political problem. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't two sides very hot and heavy that believe otherwise, but the truth of the matter is, objectively, we've got a deficit that is so huge that we can't grow our way out of it. That's a math problem. That's not a political problem.
No, not at all. I do think that there is a... We started doing KER politics primarily because, you know, one thing I've learned over the past 20, 25 years from friends like yourself is there is a distinct correlation between what I would call political issues and financial issues. I mean, you look at what happened to the, for example, the conventional markets in the United States after the election. You know, went to the moon, for lack of better terms. Look what happened to the gold and silver markets after the U.S. laid that bomb into Afghanistan, and look what happened to the gold and silver prices when the U.S. lobbed 59 ballistic missiles into Syria. That's something that I learned a long time ago. And I think if you simply describe the events as opposed to giving an opinion, I think you're okay. But I think you'd agree with me that there are geopolitical events that definitely will sway the resource commodities markets.
To some degree, absolutely. I'm writing a updated 2017 silver price forecast, and as I'm writing it, it's very tough to recognize that with the events you just outlined, that, you know, these metals aren't going, you know, up limit. I mean, under these conditions, my take is that there has never been a more fundamentally important time to own both gold and silver, and yet, yes, they're getting some support, but in my view, and a studied one, nothing like you would actually expect under these type of geopolitical problems.
Yeah,
which begs the next question is, you know, why not? And I'm not going to go into the whole report. I haven't even finished writing it yet. Mm-hmm. But there are times when it just doesn't make sense. Going back into my earlier years, and I've been looking at these precious metals for better than 4 decades, mm-hmm. you would see something blow up in the Middle East. I use it as a metaphor. and you expect gold to go crazy. And it went down, and I just, you know, scratched my head. What is going on? And, of course, I've learned since that earlier time, much earlier time in my gold-silver trek, that there were distinct reasons for it, and I won't share those on the air right now. It'd take too long, but you really have to... I'm going to digress here even further, Al. I mean, back in the early days when I was just getting started on the internet, Eric King used to call me very, very often. And we'd have very long conversations and basically told Eric, you've got to be able to think like a criminal. Those are my exact words. If you really want to understand the movement in gold and silver, you really have to think differently, because if you expect, you know, gold to do something that fundamentally makes absolute sense, it may not occur, and then you have to look a little deeper on why not. And again, I'll reserve that for this, you know, project that I'm working on currently and our website members.
Well, I agree 100% on that one, Dave. You know, the I've been following metals probably not as long, or haven't been following them for as long as you have. Let's see, I got to go back to 1980, and that would be a little over three decades,
right?
That's how long I've been following them. And it's primarily, my interest has primarily been in the precious metals sector, and I couldn't agree with you more. And I've learned a lot from you. I mean, when I was a rank beginner in this thing back in the 80s and 90s, you and I used to spend a lot of time over lunches at various events, various shows that we went to together, where we would get together afterwards, and I would learn an awful lot from you. I would have to say to all of our listeners and anyone who gets a copy of this particular editorial that I'm doing with my friend David Morgan, that David's website, I can guarantee you, David's podcast, for lack of better terms, and I can guarantee you will be worthwhile listening to. David, real quick, how often are you going to do it?
Well, most interviews we put up on the podcast, and I'm committed to doing the weekly perspective, which is like 10 minutes or less. It's one of the hard-hitting economic headlines, and then end off with something to say about the gold market and the silver market that I take to be the most significant news of the week. So, you know, just kind of in your face, because I'm have a macro picture, which means all that's going on economically, financially, and then narrow it down to the end of the podcast being, you know, gold and silver.
So you're talking about a weekly distribution, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm looking forward to listening to it. We will definitely, with your permission, link it on our site. We try to get as many independent opinions as we can. And, David, for the last 37 years, your opinion has been incredibly valuable to me. Thanks.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. And in this segment, we're going to focus on a couple resource companies that interest the resource maven, Gwen Preston. But Gwen, before we get into a couple companies that you and I have discussed off mic, and one of which I have even been following quite closely over the past couple months, let's talk about your Metals Investor Forum. It's coming up May 5th and 6th. How many companies are going to be there this year, Gwen?
There's going to be, I believe right now, the list is at 29 companies, and they're all, the concept of the conference is that it's hosted by a few writers like myself, so subscriber-supported newsletter writers, Eric Coffin, Brent Cook and Joe Mazumdar, Brian London, and a few others, and we all invite our sort of favorite companies that are recommendations in our newsletters to come and present so we all can hear from each other's companies and sort of share excitement and information.
And I know all of those newsletter writers actually quite well, and I respect what all you guys have to say. It is a show that I'm going to be attending for sure on Friday, and if anybody wants more information, I will be posting a link in the weekend show posting on our website, kereport.com. It's easy to sign up, and even better, it's free to sign up. So if you're in Vancouver, set aside some days and some time. Where is this show being taken place this year, Gwen?
Sure, it's downtown. It's at the Hotel Georgia downtown, and it's both days, Friday, Saturday, May 5th and 6th. And it's you can either, like you say, go to the KE Report site, or you can go to metalsinvestorforum.com. The agenda's there and the sign-up's there. And like you say, it's free, so come on down and join us.
All right, Gwen, let's move on to some of the companies that are interesting you currently, one being Arizona Silver Exploration. I chatted with the president and CEO, Greg Hahn, about a week and a half ago, and that interview is posted on our website, kereport.com. I highly recommend people check out that interview to get a nice overview of what the company is all about. But, Gwen, from your aspect, what are some of the characteristics that attracted you to this company?
Absolutely. So to start with, it's a bit difficult to find pure play silver projects. Silver is so often produced as a byproduct from other mines that when you want silver exposure, it can be a little tough to get pure play silver. And so when I came across Arizona, not only is it pure play silver in a great jurisdiction, Arizona, as you might guess from the name, it's also a new company, so it's got a very tight share structure, and it's got a geologist who I really respect in Greg Hahn. So that was all a great starting point. Then take a little closer look at the asset. The asset is called the Ramsey Mine Project, and as the name there suggests, it is a historic mine. So the Ramsey Mine, you know, was discovered in 1920, and sort of in the first half of that century, it produced a fair amount of ore at a phenomenal grade, like 1,400 grams per ton silver. So this was a really, really high-grade silver deposit. Mining stopped sort of when they ran to the limits of the deposit and water table limits and things like that. There is still some extra resource that can be found around the historic mine, and that's one aspect of the story, but it's the small aspect. The big aspect is that right beside the mine, there's a fault, and it looks, based on geophysics, like that fault shifted the rocks over on the west side up to the north. And if that's the case, just up to the north, there's a really large geophysical anomaly that is identical to the one that covers the Ramsey Mine, the historic deposit. And if that northern, you know, offset extension of the deposit is that, if it's a continuation of what was mined at the Ramsey Mine, that would be phenomenal, right? Because that kind of high-grade silver would just sort of knock the socks off of the market. So that's the bet here, is that Greg Hahn can find the extension of the Ramsey Mine deposit across the fault up north, and he's done some really good groundwork to test that theory, and they're sort of mobilizing to drill, you know, the true test, starting in the next few days here.
So for anybody that missed my interview with Greg last week, I recommend checking that out, because I even posted a picture of their area that shows that anomaly just across that fault from the Ramsey Mine, and that really puts a nice image and picture in your mind as to how big this could actually be. But Gwen, from a geological standpoint, when you're seeing companies take on these newer areas that are very close to past producing mines, the company's going to be drilling about 10 holes. That's how many are planned for right now. 8 of these holes are going into this new target to the north. What do you hope? What would you like to see in terms of results from this drilling?
Well, what I would dream of seeing is 8 holes that return multi-meter intersections of 1,400 tons per, grams per ton silver. That would
fair
be great.
Fair enough, yeah.
Do I actually expect that? No, because we're looking for a vein deposit, and even when you have, you know, geophysical targeting and mapping and whatnot guiding you, it's difficult to hit those narrower structures right off the bat. So what I want to see is at least to tap into the kind of disseminated mineralization that surrounds those high-grade veins. So what Arizona Silver actually started with, the drill program that they did late last year, was drilling around the old mine so that they could get a better idea of what the whole body of that old deposit looked like. They wanted to understand what the disseminated mineralization looked like, what the alteration envelope looked like, what the stratigraphy, so the order of rocks looked like. With that knowledge, now as they move to the offset chunk, whatever they intersect, they'll understand if they're close to the veins that they're looking for. So at the least, what I'd like them to find is suggestions from the stratigraphy, from the alteration, from disseminated mineralization, that they're close to those high-grade hits that we're looking for. So that's sort of key. And as long as that's there, I'll be happy. The market probably won't really get excited until there's some of that really high-grade hit, but it's a process.
Absolutely. But it's just interesting, I think, hearing from people who are more geologically, technically advanced than I, of what you would like to see or what is even reasonable to expect from these companies. Gwen, as a final comment, there is one more company that has your attention. It's called GT Gold. This is new to me. Can you just provide a nice brief overview for us?
Absolutely. So GT Gold is another new company. It also emerged just late last year. GT stands for Golden Triangle. So Golden Triangle is that exciting sort of gold district in the northwest of British Columbia. That's where they're building the Brucejack mine right now to tap into the super high-grade Valley of the Kings gold deposit. GT Gold has a project called Tatoga that has never been drilled before. It's very close to Imperial Metals' Red Chris mine. It's only 10 kilometers from it. And the reason that I'm so interested in this is that they're going to test a soil anomaly. That's all they've got is a soil anomaly, but that soil anomaly is carrying phenomenally high grades of gold, like 27 grams per ton gold in the dirt that's over top of the rocks that have never been tested. So, like, soil anomalies are considered interesting if they have, like, 0.2 grams per ton. They have 27 grams per ton. So you could almost mine the dirt at this point. Of course, what we're interested in is what's causing that kind of soil anomaly. Because of the topography and whatnot, there's no reason to think that it's coming from somewhere else. It's sort of up on a plateau. It almost has to be an in-situ situation. So this is a company, they're just wrapping up a capital raise right now. They already had what they needed for this summer's drilling, but they wanted to raise a bit more money in case the drilling goes really well and they want to expand the program. And so they're going to head out there as soon as the snow melts and start drills turning. So it's one of those sort of binary exploration bets where if it works, people are excited about the Golden Triangle because they want someone to find another Brucejack, another Valley of the Kings deposit. And this soil anomaly suggests the potential for that. And only drilling will tell.
Well, Gwen, I like these new stories, and I find it very exciting, and it's something that we have been following along with and will continue to follow along with. Just as a quick update, anybody who is looking at these stocks, Arizona Silver is traded under the symbol AZS, and GT Gold also on the Venture Exchange under the symbol GTT. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. And I'm wrapping up this show with a brand new guest to our show, to our website. He was introduced to me by Jordan Royburn. I've actually read some of his work on Kitco, and after going over his website and, in essence, kind of a newsletter, I really think people should take notice of what this fellow is saying. And I'm chatting with David Erfley. He is the founder and editor of JuniorMinorJunkie.com. I'll post a link to his website below this interview. And David, I first want to just chat with you about what you're doing for your subscribers. One thing that really stuck out to me was, one, the coverage of the companies that you provide and a lot of the same companies that I'm following along with. And two, your transparency. Chatting with you off mic, you explained to me how you are completely transparent to your subscribers. You show them every trade you've made, every stock you've been in, and you even give them 1 day notice before buying or selling. Please take us through why you do this, David, and a little bit more about your letter.
Love to, Corey. Thanks a lot for having me on. Basically, I've been in this sector for about 15 years now, and I learned a lot in the early going from newsletters. Before I made the decision to start my own, I wanted to basically go through a lot of the newsletters that I respected and a lot of the newsletters that I didn't respect and take the best things from the ones that I liked and apply it to my own and kind of create a unique service where I'm completely transparent. And basically that tells the person that I'm trying to subscribe to my letter that we're all in this together. It's a great sector and it's a volatile sector and information is power, and I want to give them as much information as I can, and I also don't want to front run them. I want us all to make money together.
Well, I highly commend that, and it's actually something that Al and I try to do on our website, not only just being fully disclosed, but also from the aspect of listening to what our audience has to say. That's why when I bring on a company, I always ask for feedback, because sometimes if the feedback is positive, great, that makes me very happy, it gives me confidence to go talk to that company. And if the feedback is not great, if there are some concerns out there, it lets me know ahead of time. And that is what newsletter writers, I believe, should be used for. And it sounds like you share very much the same mentality. But David, how did you even become interested in the resource market, especially in terms of, one could say, junior mining stocks?
Well, it's a funny story. I had kind of a boring job, and I had a lot of time on my hands. So it only took about 2 hours to do my job. This was about 15 years or so ago. And I started to research what was going up while the market was going down at the time. And I came upon the gold sector, and I just became fascinated. I read a few books and discovered Richard Russell's Dow Theory Letters, and that was a huge, huge lesson in investing. And I just became very enamored with the sector, and I just kind of went from there. It just kind of took over my portfolio to where I became a professional junior miner stock investor. It just kind of happened.
No, that's fantastic, so, David. I appreciate that, and it's something that you and I, I'm sure, will be chatting about more often, about specific companies that either you cover or that we cover. But let's just get a broad comment on the general sector, because the constant, I guess, argument right now is that the stocks have been lagging the metal, especially as gold has been moving up. What's your take on what we've been seeing over the last month, maybe month and a half?
Well, the stocks have been lagging the metals. If you look at the ETFs, if you look at the GDX and what's in it, and especially the GDXJ and what's in that, in the GDXJ, it's really not a junior miner's gold fund. It's basically a mid-tier miner fund with some juniors in it, and it also even has 4% or 5% weighting in GDX. So it's not really a barometer for the sector anymore. So what I've been concentrating on since the end of 2015 is basically the healthy junior miner trees as opposed to the diseased GDXJ forest. These companies that majors have taken an interest in, that are in hot area plays at the moment, that have good share structures, that are cashed up, that have good drill targets if they're an early exploration play, that have district-sized land packages. I go to a lot of conferences. I go to 4 or 5 conferences a year, and I talk to all these companies, and I talk to other professionals in the business, and I've made a lot of contacts. So anytime I have an idea about something, I have a good base of people that I can get their opinions from, which really helps a lot.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I do with a lot of the due diligence that I do. And David, I must say that I'm going to be including you on some of my emails that I send out regarding some new companies that catch my eye. But right now, as you're looking at the sector, what areas are you focused on? Are there certain companies that you think could outperform? What can you share with us? And I don't want to take anything away from what your subscribers pay for, but can you give us a little taste of what you're liking now?
Sure. And I've wrote about these in my columns on Kitco. There's two area plays that I really like right now. One is the White Gold District in the Yukon. And if you go to my website, all my editorials are published on that site. And also the Windfall District in the Urban Barrie Township of Quebec. I really like that area, especially with what Osisko has done at the Windfall deposit. They've got an incredible 400,000-meter drill program that they're tying up all the assay labs with down there. And they're stepping out some really high-grade stuff, and it's really good. So basically, I've invested in the companies that are around that area.
Okay. An area size play then for you. How do you feel, and you even mentioned this, about how majors have been taking equity positions? And these equity positions have ranged from 5% in around that area to upwards of around 20% in some companies.
Right.
Does this give you confidence? Are you following that money as well?
Absolutely. I follow that. It's basically they're forced to, because during the bear market, they had to cut all their exploration programs. They had to get rid of all these people. And the only way they can replace their ounces now is to buy it on Baystree as opposed to looking for it themselves. So what they've done, the smart ones anyway, like Goldcorp and Agnico, they're going in and they're like you said, they're taking percentages of these companies that they like. And it makes a lot of sense. If they take 20% of a company once they find something and they prove something up, then it's a lot cheaper for them to buy 80% of the company than it is the whole 100%.
And they already have an insight, and they already have some access to some of the data that the company has, and I think that's crucial.
Absolutely.
For these big
right.
guys. Final comment here, though, David, before we need to wrap it up. One thing that you expressed to me is how you're managing your portfolio now. You're not doing so much trading because you do believe that in this bull market, it's a better time to take some positions and ride it out as hopefully we continue to move up.
Absolutely. Yes, I agree with that. It's crucial to try to trade the least amount of possible if you believe you're in a bull market now, which I believe we are in a bull market. As long as something doesn't get sold down too much, I'll reassess that during tax loss. If I made a mistake on an entry position on a company, I may sell it and come back to it later. But right now, I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just, like I said, I'm concentrating on the healthy junior minor trees here, and there's a lot of them out there. You just have to find them.
There are a lot of them out there, but then isolating the better ones, I think, is always the best strategy. And, David, it's just one of the things that I think even if we do get a little bit of a pullback this summer, very much a buying opportunity for the much bigger move that I know a lot of our technical traders, even myself, am looking for nearing the tail end to maybe beginning of next year. We'll need to see how that all plays out. But, David, it's been great chatting with you. I'm going to be having you back on the show on a more regular basis. And if anybody wants more information on David or his newsletter, feel free to contact me. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show. We're going to be back with you next week, full slate. Everybody who tunes in daily to our website, I appreciate that. Hope to see you all again in more and more numbers. Please feel free to share our show with whoever you want. David, thank you for your time. Everybody else, have a great weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.